trying to think of what to do tonight. I need an expert. Carrie Saldo with the radio version of Arts District.
Good morning, fellas. Hey, how are you?
Good to see you.
So I have one thing that you could do this weekend, Steve.
Okay.
And George as well. Curious Theater Company opened a regional premiere of a play last week. It's called Sex with Strangers, and it's by Laura Eason, who actually went to Cherry Creek High School.
Hmm.
And as the title suggests, on the face of it, it's a play about two unknowns becoming, well, pretty well acquainted with each other's bodies.
But I like it already.
Okay.
It's a very steamy play.
I get it.
You're listening now. And it's a funny play about communication and the positive and negative impacts that technology can have on that communication.
Mm.
And as it's directed at Curious by Christy Montour Larson, it's daring and it's smart. And the two actors who play the characters Olivia and Ethan are Paige Price and Michael Kingsbaker, and they had this immense chemistry, which you would need for a play titled Sex with Strangers.
Right.
And the play is about two writers, Olivia in her late 30s and Ethan in his late 20s. He was a blogger whose career took off because of his posts about sex with strangers.
Okay.
And then she
is
was
a... Is that what it takes?
Well, this is one of the conceits of the play,
the
right?
The Sex and the City formula extended out or flipped a little bit, at least gender-wise or something.
Well, yeah, gender-wise and also, in terms of age-wise,
mm-hmm.
because you have Olivia's character, who she's a really great writer, but she hasn't had as much success as Ethan, who, in kind of Olivia's mind, types some stuff on the internet and all of a sudden is doing well and quite famous. But, then after they meet, technology begins to change both of their lives in unexpected ways.
Mm.
And it becomes this play that talks about the way that communication can rattle you in the digital age. And also it does it through this vehicle of wit and humor. It's a great play.
You're no stranger to the Curious Theater. They pick some interesting projects and seem to get watched.
They do. They're doing some great work. And that play is there through February 20th.
The rhythm track here for your next item.
Exactly. So you may recognize the music of Denver's own Devotchka. They will be hosting a set this weekend as part of the Art of the Maker fundraiser at the Denver Art Museum. It's a group called Culture House, and they're young professionals who raise money on behalf of the Denver Art Museum. And so this year's event, it's an annual event.
Mm.
This year's event a little different because they're kind of weaving in these performance elements. As I said, Devotchka will be there.
Is that them with the Colorado Symphony by chance? They do occasionally team up with the symphony.
Their most recent album is with the Colorado Symphony.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. And a piece of that music from there. And we'll also hear from a set from Audiovisual Violence Club, which is a Denver-based multimedia collective. And you kind of never know what you're going to get from their work. It's really kind of out there sometimes and inventive, but they'll spin a DJ set and do some projections that'll go along with it. But getting to the title, Art of the Maker, the reason they picked that title is because they're bringing in 26 makers, people from Denver who have Denver-based creative businesses, whether that's craft brews and spirits or printmakers or functional pottery. The fundraiser evening, you'll have the opportunity to kind of mix and mingle and chat with all of those makers who'll be doing some live demos and tastings.
Wow.
So overall, convivial atmosphere. You can, kind of wander around the Denver Art Museum galleries as well. And that's Saturday night from 7 to 10:30.
I like cool people and people that make things, and they can talk about their stuff, and they're interested in what other people are building.
Yeah.
So that makes for a cool vibe among the people. And then when you throw in some things like DJs that aren't sticking to a set or Devotchka, then it's the unexpected can happen, and that also makes for a great night.
I'll let you know.
you're on and you're in. Arts District also on TV tonight at 7:30. What's up?
It is. So our executive producer, Lisa Olkin, has a story tonight about Usha Kapoor, who is a student violinist at the Aspen Music Festival and School.
That's 7:30 tonight on Rocky Mountain PBS. Carrie Saldo, thanks for the arts tip. I'm feeling cultured already.
I am so glad. You're welcome.